Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back. Is this segment four? Segment four of God Invention Radio. Gary, this goes so fast. I'm telling you, I love these emails. You know, we're still some of these people, shy inventors. They don't want to call. They just want to keep sending emails, which is fine. You can call up and ask Gary the questions directly, 877-474-3302. But I never really mention these type of emails, and I get a lot of them, which I'm so proud of, just having guests like you, Gary, on the show. Jason from Washington State. Love this information, Brian. This is exactly what we need. Tell Gary thank you.
Oh, thank you.
This is great. I'm sure you get these questions asked all the time of you, Gary, and you say the same thing over and over and over again, right?
Yeah, I sure do. You know what? I just love the amount of ingenuity that there is out there in the community. It never ceases to amaze me. You know, people kind of tend to think, well, everything has been invented and there's nothing left, and there is just so much left. It's incredible.
It's so exciting, and you talk about being a serial inventor. Boy,
yeah.
Once you get through that first one, it gets a lot easier. So.
Yeah.
So just listen to this information, especially what Gary's giving us tonight, and just keep moving forward. That's it. And Gary, instead of repeating what you say over and over again, maybe on the site where you have submit a product, maybe you can have the link from the Got Invention Radio interview here, and people can listen to the show before they speak to you or before they send something in.
That's a great idea. I'd love to do that.
You just have a recorder on when somebody calls.
Yeah, we should do that.
Well, you're more than welcome to do that. So, listen, Gary, I know that being a licensee is, you're the guy with the manufacturing opportunity there, and you take it and you give us a percentage and you handle all the distribution. But there's a lot of inventors out there that just feel the passion that they want to just start their own business, and they want to, even though licensing is your own, getting into your own business. When I present the product to somebody like you, Gary, I'm in my own business. My product is a business, but
yeah,
a lot of people want to do it themselves. This is a short segment. We have about 7 minutes left. We have so much information to go over, and I want to focus on manufacturing. So Gary, I'm an inventor. I have this prototype. I decide to call up, several mass retailers, get to their buyers and show them a product. They love the product, but I'm a one product vendor. So tell me how that works out.
That's the biggest obstacle. I mean, you can get your item manufactured. There are many ways to get your item manufactured, either domestically or abroad. The biggest problem is going to the retailers, and I cannot tell you how many referrals we actually get from retailers where inventors have gone to them. It's very difficult for a retailer today of any size to list single product vendors, or even double or triple or even quadruple product vendors. They really are looking to consolidate their vendor base and to deal with people who can supply them with programs. So that's the real difficulty. Part of the reason for our determination and success initially was we would go out there with the tie holder and they'd say, you know what, great invention, it's wonderful, but, you know, I can't buy one product from you. And so we went out and invented another and then another. And it's not just the one product company syndrome. It happened to us probably through the first 10 products. So it's difficult. But, you know, at the same time, I understand that a lot of inventors want to do it themselves and think that they can, you know, that they can do it and are going to build an empire. It's difficult. I encourage you to do it because I did it, but it's difficult. I went 6 years without a paycheck.
So what advice do you have for us then? License the product.
if you have another career and you know your product idea is not your full-time career yet, I would seriously consider finding the right licensee.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot easier. People like us who have already established themselves, have vendor numbers set up with all the major retailers, have entree, existing programs, it's just a lot easier for us to get the item into distribution than it will be for the inventor.
Okay, so take a little, you know, work with somebody like yourself, take a little bit and make a little bit and of something rather than a whole lot of nothing. So.
Right, and if you decide to go it alone, which, you know, I greatly respect, but if you decide to go it alone, then whatever you think the budget is, triple and quadruple it and make sure you've got the money to support it. Because the position you don't want to find yourself in is having, you know, blown through 30, 40, 50, 100 grand and you're still not, you know, at the goalpost.
You were mentioning in one of the earlier segments, you kind of just rattled them all off and I actually jotted them down. Manufacturing, warehousing, shipping. And I know even when, you know, somebody brings a coupon in for Bed Bath & Beyond, the 20%, is Bed Bath & Beyond paying it or are you?
I mean, ultimately, a lot is passed back to the vendor in the form of the initial negotiation of pricing up front and the margins. But no, that's funded by Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, okay, good. Well, that's good to know because there was a question on that actually a couple weeks ago. I mean, there's so many different angles that we could go. We have about 3 minutes left. Maybe you can give us some insight on manufacturing if we did choose to do it ourselves. You give us some kind of quick advice.
Well, you know, the first is obvious, and that is, you know, you need to be able to trust your manufacturer. You've got to be very careful in China because you don't want to be with a manufacturer that's making one for them and one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Or working for you during the day and for themselves at night.
Right.
Because controlling the distribution is very, very important. You know, from a manufacturing perspective, it's relatively easy to get a mold made, but you've got to make sure that that mold is maintained properly, that the quality of the product stands up, time after time after time. And you've got to be as sure about the packaging. The packaging is as important about the product itself. And to talk about manufacturing, you know, you really have to be dealing with a specific example because it depends on what materials you're using, the combination of materials. There are also all sorts of regulatory issues that you've got to be au fait with. I mean,
FDA standards,
CPSIA, I mean, there, you know, FDA approvals on products that are used with food use. I mean, it's become a very complex world. And which is another good reason to choose a licensee that is familiar with all these obstacles.
Right, even product insurance liability.
Right.
The
other risk with manufacturing is you can go out there and you can get it done. You can find good people. The problem is now you've manufactured a product, you've got to make some inventory, and you still don't have a customer. The beauty of some licensees is that they have certain customers where they have the ability to push a product, where you go and you have test programs where you can almost guarantee getting some distribution because you have certain retail partners who are willing to trust you and to test.
So, Gary, we have less than a minute left. Can you give us some words of inspiration to the inventors listening out there? Tell us what we need to do. I mean, you told us plenty what we need to do, but just give us some words before you leave the show tonight.
Don't lose heart and keep the creative juices flowing. There's a hell of a lot of inventing still to be done. And there are a lot of people out there like us who are extremely hungry for new product and new ideas. And a lot of entrepreneurs like us who are willing to take some risks. You don't have to feel like you have to go it alone. There are trustworthy people out there who have a process in place. Our company is one, but there are others too. And if you guys just remained out there inventing and did, you know, one after another, everybody would have its place in the cycle.
You know, Gary, that was great. Everything that you said, all the segments, thank you so much. I know these inventors ate this up tonight. Really, really appreciate you being on our show tonight, Gary.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And we should do this again sometime and get more into the detail of your experiences with retailers. We were talking about that. Gary, thank you again. Gary Seehoff, Every Holder Products, www.everiholder.com. Have a great night from Got Invention Radio and see you next week.
San Diego has always been known for big things, like Big Sun, Big Surf, and now Big Solutions for growing your small business. That's right, CBeyond, a national provider of communications and IT services for small businesses, is offering local and long-distance calling, high-speed broadband, mobile, web hosting, data backup and security, and more. For details, log on to cbeyond.sandiego.net. That's the letter C, beyond.sandiego.net. CBeyond in San Diego. It's more than big. It's huge.
For the past decade, I've been recommending Kingston for all your drive and memory need. And each year, they never fail to impress me. If you've never used an SSD before, the V-Series might just be the ticket. Let's say you've had that computer for a few years and it's starting to run a little slow. If you're not ready to replace it, Kingston's SSD Now V-Series solid-state drive can kickstart that old system and make it feel like new. It'll improve performance as boot and shutdown times are reduced and programs open and close faster. In general, the system is snappier. It's like breathing new life into an existing system. If you own a desktop, the 30 gig Kingston V-Series SSD is the perfect companion to that hard drive you have with all that music and movie. Put the operating system on the SSD and keep the data where it's at. Sit back and watch your old desktop operate faster. There's a capacity and a model for everyone wanting to upgrade from a traditional hard drive to a solid-state drive. Check out the Kingston SSD Now V-Series SSD at www.kingston.com.
Did you know? A 2009 survey of 22 U.S. hedge fund managers by London-based Moonraker Fund Management found that 90% of these managers had bought physical gold for personal investment. Isn't it time you consider gold? You don't need to be a market professional to enjoy the benefits. Gold is for people looking to diversify their portfolio. It's a scarce resource with intrinsic value. Talk to your financial advisor, then call. And speak with Goldline to learn more about the types of gold available, including Swiss and French gold coins and proof American coins. Considering gold as part of your diversification strategy is common sense. Call Goldline at 800-711-9042. Ask them about the different payment options and read the important risk information to see if owning gold is right for you. As a thank you for your call, you'll receive the latest issue of the American Advisor newsletter, a $25 value with the Goldline Investor Kit. Call Goldline today at 800-711-9042. 800-711-9042.
When it comes to printers, Canon technology has changed the way images and text are put to paper. Canon's laser beam printer technology has redefined both color and black and white printing standards in over 80% of the world's laser printer. Canon's bubble jet printing technology has completely revolutionized color printing by consistently delivering new innovations from personal use and home office businesses to corporate solutions. Canon printers have the technology and reliability you're looking for. Learn more at Canon.com.